is the Don and Mike Show.
With an estimated completion date of January 1995.
The plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd, this year. That's my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, it's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going on an adventure.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Come on, take a mess. Come on. Come on, come on. Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up your ass. Regards, Hank Kingsley. Fax that back to him.
But he's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. Just so happens I am on a first-name basis with some of the most influential, some of the most powerful people in this business. So, get Chuck Woolery on the phone.
The Don and Mike Show.
You don't have to be an idiot to understand Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, and good Thursday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike, right here on 106.7 WJFK, from 2 to 3 p.m., leading up to Don and Mike live at 3. Excuse me, I had to cough there. I guess I could just cough on the air. Maybe next time I will. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Artinger with you. Artinger here. And I am here to tell you that you do want to listen to Don and Mike live at 3, and I'll tell you why. You, just for listening, could win. Oh, wait, let's do the safety dance.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And
anyway, you, just for listening, could win a WDCA, UPN, WWE, SmackDown Tough Enough Challenge prize pack. Complete with a digital video player and the DVD collection of the rise and fall of ECW and more. Or you could win $500 in a laser loop from Georgetown Hair Removal. Laser hair removal, that is. Get rid of that hair down there. I don't want to know where. Now, getting into the best of Don and Mike. A little while back, Frida built a shoe room. And that's what they're talking about. And more on the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Here to the hotline. Hello.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, darling. Making a very rare appearance now. And joining.
Wow, early in the show.
I know. I'm at work, so I can't be too rowdy.
Oh, listen to how mellow she is.
Very sophisticated.
Frida has a real job and everything. Well, honey, I'm glad you had a moment to grace us with your presence. Hey, what's up with that crazy shoe room of yours? What's up with this? That I never do anything in our house. Never have the whole time we've been married. All I do is pay for everything, but I've never actually done anything.
You painted the pink shoe room.
Painted my room, then I wallpapered and put up shelves for my shoes
and purses.
And this is, in case you're wondering, this is not a closet. This, in a previous incarnation, was the room of a young boy, our son, growing up, in which this room had bunk beds,
right?
A desk.
How did the boy feel about it? I remember when I went to college and came back, and my room had been kind of converted into a guest room. I felt a little sad. Was there any sadness on his part?
He got moved to a different room. But really, his room, when he comes back home, like he is now for spring break, and he's up at the beach now, but he's coming back.
Right.
His room is actually everywhere.
He kind of hangs out all over the place.
Yeah, and
my room was perfectly preserved to this day. As a matter of fact.
Oh, God.
Really? You know, that's
a shrine.
That's kind of creepy.
It's a shrine.
You know what? No. That's really a coincidence, because we have a shrine to you in our house, too.
Really?
I mean, just everybody has a shrine.
You're like Albert Brooks and Mother.
Everyone should.
So listen, really, what is the deal, though? At no point did you ever say to me, hey, when we're going to be painting this room and you're going to wallpaper, and then it's just going to be a tribute to your shoes. And here's the thing that worries me. She built, how many shelves are in going along that wall?
Yeah, I know what you're
getting. How many shelves, baby?
Let's see. They're 11 feet long, and there are six of them.
Can we get an estimate on the number of shoes?
She doesn't have enough shoes to fill up all of the spaces.
What would be a conservative guess?
Yeah, Imelda? Imelda Frida Marcos?
So they're only half full. And so
how many pairs of shoes? Darling, how many pairs of shoes do you have up there? Off the top of your head. How many are currently on display in the shoe room?
I would say no more than a couple hundred.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
A couple hundred pairs?
Mike, I'm telling you.
A couple hundred pairs?
Individuals.
No, there's at least 50 pairs of shoes. When I tell you that she has taken the wall of an entire regular-sized bedroom.
Right.
Wow.
And there are only shoes on the wall, and that's the first thing I thought is, oh, crap. She's got like 8 feet where there are no shoes on this one part of the shelf.
Mm. How do you organize that?
If I had 8 feet, I'd need even more shoes.
So about 100 shoes.
What is it?
200 shoes, 100 pairs.
And you bust my stones about cigars. And I just keep them in a box. I don't have a room that's been painted with shelves.
Turnabout is fair play. I will ask you that question currently because now I'm smoking cigars again and I'm fascinated. Conservatively, if you could get, I know you know it down probably to the individual cigar.
I hoard, Mike.
How many cigars do you have currently?
See, it's not the same thing as shoes because I hoard and I collect.
I understand, but I'm fascinated just to know. This is probably more about me than your wife, but I'm curious how many cigars you currently have in your possession.
At home? at this place?
At home? Oh, yes, because you have some at other locations.
Yes.
buried in the backyard.
That is, what do they call the girls on The Sopranos? That is Guma's.
Am I Guma's? No, I was talking about like at the beach. I got about, at our place at the beach, I got about 100.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I guess at home I got, 2,000?
2,000?
2,000.
See, when I tell people, I say 10.
10,000?
Yeah, it just sounds better.
Yeah. It's impressive. Well,
I mean, because that's kind of a badge of honor when you're a cigar.
There might be, if you count the dog rockets, there might be 3,000 in there.
3,000.
I've got 2,000 good ones, and then I've got like 1,000 that I give. And this is a wonderful tip for anybody becoming socializing in my house. I got about 1,000 junk cigars that I give to people when they come over. because everybody's got that. But listen, this is not the question.
No, I didn't mean to turn it on
the
you.
The question was not about me. The question was about you. And what the hell you've done to our house now by turning it. Not only is it pink, which I don't care because you're a girl.
It's my dressing room. Yeah, you're not even supposed to go in there.
No, it's where I dress. But babe, it's not a dressing room. It's a room for your shoes. God, it's like it's half Barbie and half Sex in the City.
When are you going to open the room up for your hats?
No, there is one hat, token hat on that rack. And so I will be adding hats and shoes as I go along.
Listen, you're out of your mind. I want you to know you're saying this on a radio show. I don't mind admitting that I've got all these cigars. I don't mind it, but I would think in the court of public opinion, who's crazier? I've had...
You're crazy.
You're funny.
I like you.
I love you. I like you.
You're crazy.
Wow. I'd say you're crazier for building a room for your shoes.
It's like my dressing room.
No, it's like Imelda Marcos, and it's like when I watch when they do Cribs, and they go like into Jennifer Lopez. They go to J-Lo's house,
right?
And they go, and she walks it like, and in her house, it's expected. It's like, well, this is my shoe room.
Sure.
And of course, well, she's J-Lo. She has a shoe room.
The shoe room.
Hello, you're Frida. You have a shoe room. You have a shoe room.
What would you like me to put on those shelves? I told you I was going to put up shelves. What did you think I was going to put on there?
I thought not footballs. I thought you put sweaters and junk up on there.
Why would sweaters be better than shoes?
Here's what I really thought you would put up on. All these shelves you're building?
Yeah.
I thought you would line the walls with photos of me.
Mementos.
Mementos of me. Of our life together.
I'll put photos of you under my shoes. How would that be?
That would be great. All right, well, that's it. Go back to work. Oh, I love saying that to her. Go back to work.
Okay, I can't play anymore.
Go back to work. Oh, and you're joining us tomorrow night
for
Hank's Look Around Cafe, right?
I'm hoping to meet the new gal pal. tomorrow night.
Yeah, she will be there. You will be able to meet her.
Excellent.
On display.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You will be able to meet her tomorrow night.
All right, baby.
Oh, good. I have to break in a new one.
No. Now, be nice. Play nice.
All right. I'm nice to all your women.
Thank you.
I've always been nice. It's you I'm not nice to.
I know. But you know what?
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
I'd be worried if it was any different.
Okay. All right.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
I love you.
Bye. Love you too. Bye, sweetie.
Goodbye.
Shoe. A room for shoes.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You're crazy.
This is crazy. You know, Mike is opening this restaurant. We're all excited about it.
Right.
Tomorrow night. Little did I know that you seek out the white hot lights of publicity coming to you from all forms of local newspapers that are distributed at various 7-Elevens and Safeways.
Well, two that I'm aware of. And if I could get more, I'd seek it out too.
I heard it was in four.
Well, I think it was one that got, but there were two things that were distributed that were different. But you told me that they were in different newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chain, I think.
Okay,
local papers.
Yeah, it's like the Journal paper.
I didn't know that. I thought it was only going to be in the one, but I was told that it was in the other ones. And you know, if I could get more, I'd take it. I would.
Okay. Let's get into this.
Yeah.
This is the article from the would that be Prince William County Broad Run in that whole area? Would that be the title of the newspaper?
I think it's called the Manassas Journal Messenger.
Okay.
World Guardian.
Community paper.
There you go.
It's the Chicago Tribune. USA Today.
Headline: Hey now.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
No, that's not the headline. I don't have the headline. But the first line of the story reads, radio personality Mike O'Mara has bought Brady's, a popular Manassas pub and restaurant, since 1976. On Wednesday, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, that's I wonder if you got the same one, because that doesn't sound like one I've heard. Now I'm really nervous.
A red carpet on the front door of the facility at 8971 Center Street will welcome customers and proclaim the new name, O'Mara's Pub.
Yes.
A special name unveiling ceremony will take place that day, which happens to be St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, you are correct.
A tent will be set up outside the restaurant for a day-long celebration, complete with green and Guinness beer, live Irish music, and Irish bagpiper.
Yeah.
Irish dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Irish stew, corned beef and cabbage.
Had some today.
Shepherd's pie and a band. Matt Hall and Acme Music Company.
Two bands, actually, I think.
Wow. O'Mara, who bought the restaurant in November, does the Don and Mike Show 5 days a week on 106.7 WJFK.
I do. Why are you reading it like that?
Because I'm waiting to get to your quotes.
Yes, of course. I knew you would be.
Which is coming right up.
Yes.
The show is syndicated to about 45 other stations across the country.
Yes, it is.
Here's the first quote from Mike. The first thing we did was put in smoke eaters to clear the air, and followed that with putting in new tables, chairs, and bar stools, along with new carpeting and tiling, said O'Mara. A portion of the restaurant is smoke-free. A new MegaVision television has been installed and will be on for special sporting events.
Yes, it will.
Here's another quote from Mike. We want to be a restaurant that caters to the entire family. We want people to come in for a nice family luncheon or dinner.
Mm-hmm. We do.
And then after 10 p.m. offer live music for the late crowd. Perfect, said O'Mara.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. You're enjoying this, aren't you?
This is like from the cliche book. It's great.
Yes.
It's great. Oh, and I know this is true, but also congratulations, because you go for the heartstrings.
Yeah.
Even now with my inflection, could be hard not to notice this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Owning a restaurant was a dream of his late father, William.
Yeah, that was a big plot.
I'm living his dream, he said. A new kitchen manager and head chef.
Incidentally, all of that completely made up.
A new kitchen manager.
Not true at all. I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to get the sympathy.
It's a nice
thing.
Touch.
Kirk Metallion is a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America and a U.S. Marine Corps veteran.
Wow.
Jerry K., the registered...
Kyle.
Kyle, the restaurant's former manager, has stayed on. O'Mara is a native of Hartford, Connecticut. Attended American University, mm-hmm. where he got his degree in broadcast journalism.
That also a lie.
He has been a part of the Don and Mike show for 19 years and lives in Broad Run in Western Prince William County.
Yes.
That is the story.
That's not the same one I think that I saw.
But these are your quotes, right?
Those are all my quotes. Yes, yes. The part about the
dude,
family.
Tables, chairs, bar stools, carpeting, and lining.
You know what's amazing is you didn't get the Jaivis quote that I really was sitting here prepared for you to
which
mock.
Which is what? Yeah. Well, I'm sure.
I love the people in this town.
I love the people.
And you didn't get the part about I want to greet all the customers by name.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
No, you didn't really say that.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Did you really?
Sure.
Somebody do a search and find the article then. Because this is all I got.
That might be a chopped up version. I'm not sure. But there were more quotes. There were more. And there were more quotes that, as you so nicely put, would be right down cliche road. But I mean, hey, Don.
Yeah.
You know I mean all of them from my ticker.
With music for the late crowd. Say, moms and dads, got Junior and Missy on a Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. How about an ice cream sundae at O'Mara's? And Saturday night. While the children are with the babysitter, dance to your favorite disco music provided by DJ Mike.
No, we're not doing that.
You're not? Well,
we're not doing that.
Mike will be there at O'Mara's.
Yes, I will.
When you want to be there, Mike will be there.
And you'll be there.
Briefly, yes, tomorrow night.
Well, how briefly? I'm curious how briefly.
Well, to be frank...
I have warned everybody that they're very excited about you coming to the restaurant.
Well, I wouldn't.
I've also warned everybody, I said, because of the fact that prior to me having anything to do with it, because of the fact that it's the only Irish place around, there are a lot of people there in years past. There are people that have come there for years and years and years. I said, based on the turnout, I've just warned everybody. I said, I know how you are. If there was, you know, like a line out the door or anything like that, you might just pull into the parking lot and say,
oh, no,
we're not coming in.
No, you've already told me that you'll get us all in through the back way.
I got a table for you.
And
I'll have a table for you.
We want to see it. We want to see it.
Good.
But, you know, as you discovered in Vegas, I'm not a night owl. I am. Mm-hmm. I am more than curious to see.
Well, everybody is very excited for you coming out tomorrow.
I'm curious to see the new tables, mm-hmm. the chairs.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's not going to make the same impression on you because you didn't see the old tables and the chairs.
But see,
so
if
you can't see the transition.
But here's the thing: if I walk in,
might not look spectacular
to
that's
you. What I'm saying. If I walk in and go, ugh.
No, you won't do that.
Okay. Well, see right there. Mm-hmm. That's a free commercial for you. Mm-hmm. That I won't walk in and go. Ugh.
That's strong. Well, you might, you know. I know you. You might just play with me and walk in and go, ugh.
Now,
I walk up to you and I see
that,
you.
I wouldn't do that to your face. I would never do that to your
you
face.
You just do that behind my back and go, ugh.
But, ugh.
Well, I've made special arrangements to have you treated extra nice.
Listen, I don't want any special arrangements. I want to just
I'm a
be
nervous.
There.
I'm a very nervous person.
I know you are. I want to be there to
I've been
support
nervous
you.
All, I've been nervous all week.
Want to support you in this venture. Mm-hmm. Don't want to get in the way. This is
nobody could be more supportive. You've been very, very supportive, and I understand that you're doing your job. And
it's a restaurant that caters to the entire family.
Yes, yes.
Too bad mm-hmm. Mike can't say that about the way he makes his living. He'd like people to
that's
come in.
Not in the article.
He'd like people to come in for a nice family luncheon mm-hmm. when in reality families, unless they're willing to talk about their deepest secrets, are not welcome on our show.
Stop it.
However, the late crowd, that's where Mike knows his audience. Hello, late crowd.
Now, none of these quotes, these are Don's quotes that are being put in the article here.
Sure, it says I want to be a restaurant that caters to the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
But once 10 p.m. comes, it's games and guns and gambling.
Oh, you just made
come
it.
Play roulette.
Oh, my.
At O'Mara's.
And the authorities will run us right out of town.
Say, have you had a long day on the job? Come by O'Mara's for a glass of relaxation and a glass of relaxation with some of our beautiful waitstaff.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, Fantasia, Diana, Jennifer, Leah,
yes,
LaToya.
They'll all be there.
Jasmine, Camille, and John Peter Lewis.
Well, we're all excited about having you out tomorrow night. Well,
we're looking forward to it. Look around.
Should
cafe.
Be a good party. Mike, it ain't about me. It ain't about me. It's about you. Here's Jim, who is in front of your place right now. And finally, it's happening. The Hank Look Around Cafe.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And I mean that. You
it's
will.
It's happening. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Don. How
hey.
You doing?
Hi. And Mike. We're doing great.
Hey, I'm in front of the place right now.
Okay.
And I got signs all over the front of the place that say O'Mara's. And on the side of the house, it's on the side of the building here, there's a side entrance, and it says Brady's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mike, when are you going to change this last sign here, bud?
I don't know, bud.
Mike, if I might tell you, this man may be a future customer of yours.
Oh, we're going to change it tomorrow.
Hey, well, you know, I just
you
live
bet.
Here in Manassas.
That's right, he came in head right. You bet. What's that?
I do live here in Manassas.
Well, you know what? You're yeah. welcome all the time. And, you know, so is your whole family.
Come on down to the Bacteria Cafeteria.
See me. Oh. See
hey,
me special.
This is very nice. I must tell you, Don, you're going to have a good time here.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
You know, I love all this kind wishes, mm-hmm. but I will notice the tone here is that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, hey, you're going to have a good time here. Yeah,
Hank's
yeah.
Look Around Cafe.
It's a little disturbing to me. It's a little disconcerting being well, as nervous as I am. And
you
all.
Know, this is like when Mike, it's like when any celebrity puts his or her name on the line.
Yes, of mm-hmm. course.
When you go to Don Shula's Steakhouse.
Yes. There's a little Shula in every piece. Of meat.
And I would hope the same would be true for O'Mara's. Whether it's for the bogus family hour, mm-hmm. the bogus dinner hour, or the you bet he's serious as a heart attack late night action, mm-hmm. it's O'Mara's.
The previous caller was a compensated spokesman.
So, good luck. I guess we'll talk about it tomorrow. You know, they're already up my about even mentioning this, saying, you know, that Mike should buy an advertising schedule. And I've said, why, I'm simply having fun with Mike's outside ventures.
Yeah, and I had set aside a very significant amount of money back in January for that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I got a little behind, about 2 weeks behind, and I wasn't able to do that for the schedule.
He's joking about our suspension. Mike will be proud to discuss that with you and your family. And when I say family, mm-hmm. I mean old folks are welcome.
Yes, of course they are.
At O'Mara's. Senior citizens, always welcome.
Had some in today.
Youngsters, say, do you have a youngster that's been diagnosed with ADD? Say, is your child eating Ritalin like M&M's?
Plenty of coloring books.
Bring the toddler down to the nearly indestructible O'Mara's.
and give them the run of the place? Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Yes, very good. Okay.
Oh, how about this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, how about this? Here it comes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Just maybe one night you'll be lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll win the Mike Award if you pull the urinal off the
no,
wall.
No, stop it!
Here's the, that was something, that was years ago.
Yes. Yeah.
Here is another question, Mike.
Yes.
Off the top of my head.
Uh-huh.
Do you accept $1 million bills?
Yes, from you, of course.
Well, Mike, I'm telling you, it's the first step.
You think so?
Right here.
You think this will be a stepping stone?
But I just say to you, ladies and gentlemen, please remember the quote from Mike. O'Mara noted he wants to greet all of his regular customers by name.
Yes, emphasis on regular.
Here's why that will be a problem. Mike cannot remember the names of many co-workers that he has seen in this building for over years, every single day.
Okay, I'm just grooving on this, you know. Combination of Hank and Ed. I couldn't be more thrilled.
Listen, so the bottom,
Hank and Ed.
But the bottom line message.
Yes.
Is that it's happening.
It is. It's happening. It is. Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
I'm amazed. It's already here.
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
I look forward to it.
It's your place.
It is.
It's your place, and it sounds like, you know, I really do wish you nothing but the best.
I know you do, and I know you're kidding, and I'm excited about it.
Because
and,
I know behind the scenes, Mike's pushed all the chips into the middle of the table on this one.
Yes.
But I know if this
yeah, place, you're right.
If this place, if this place doesn't work,
I'm doomed.
Mike will truly test our friendship.
That's
and
right.
I told him, I'll put on the ski mask. I'll get the gasoline. I'll even light the fuse
Thanks
for you,
so
pal.
I appreciate that.
But we won't have to burn
the
down.
Chips, there no. you go.
We won't have to burn down the place.
All the chips in there, and that might be. I can't really dispute that, can I?
He spent the weekend in Vegas gambling, but the truth is the right. biggest gamble begins tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Don't forget, there's also the factor. There's also, I got to just keep doing the silly voice, though, because I won't be able to say it if I don't.
Right.
There's also the factor that the pressure of the restaurant will for Mike make Mike form into a new personality on the show. There's a very good chance that the mostly even-tempered, good-natured funnyman
right.
that you've come to know and love
mm-hmm.
could be like one of those guys on The Restaurant. One of those. You remember that TV
I
show?
I didn't watch that show. I didn't see that show.
That man had a lot of problems.
Like difficulties, psychological difficulties?
The bread wouldn't come on time.
Yeah.
And then the butter didn't come on
time. Oh, I've already had that happen.
And then, well, it trickled over into other parts of his life.
Really? Well, I think I've already got so many psychological problems, it doesn't matter.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
Heading out of state for the holidays? Take EasyPass. It'll save you time at Northeast Toll Plazas. Get yours at EasyPassMD.com or visit an EasyPass Maryland Stop-In Center at most Maryland Toll Plazas.
You call a cab?
Yeah, I'm going out to Napa Valley, California.
You crazy? I can't take you to Napa Valley.
Why not?
Because we're in D.C.
Yeah, and the problem is?
Look, see that market across the street?
You mean Dean and DeLuca?
Uh-huh. Go in there and look for Eric. He's in the back.
Eric? Who's Eric?
He's the guy that'll take you to Napa Valley. Tell him you need some of their marinated lamb chops, the good ones, some tomatoes, some celery, and a few onions. Then go home and throw it all on the grill, okay?
You know what? Thanks anyway, but you clearly have
Hang on. And while it grills, open some Behringer. Try their Napa Valley Merlot. It's almost as colorful as Napa itself, yet subtle and perfect with lamb. Almost like they've bottled an evening out in the vineyards, the cool breezes, the warm soil beneath your feet, with light flavors of black cherry and a seamless, silky finish. Serve the lamb, take a sip of the Behringer, and you're there. Napa Valley.
Behringer. How to get to Napa Valley. Copyright 2004, Behringer Vineyards, Napa, California.
Mr. Wendy here with more of my unofficial Wendy's Late Night Poetry. I call this one, The Later It Gets. The later it gets, the more the stars shine. The later it gets, you go to Wendy's to dine. You're on your way home, starving and tired, but you look at that burrito joint and feel so uninspired. The later it gets, the choice becomes clear. The later it gets, Wendy's appears. Hamburgers, cheeseburgers, made fresh on the spot. Salads, fries, Frosties, oh so cool, oh so hot. The later it gets, when the others have not, the later it gets, Wendy's is the spot. By Mr. Wendy, unofficial spokesman.
Wendy's late night pickup window is open till 1 a.m. or later, so you can eat great even late at participating Wendy's.
Hey, Terps fans, stop by your local Wendy's restaurant and pick up an entry form for a chance to win with Wendy's at a Maryland home basketball game. You'll receive two Maryland basketball t-shirts plus tickets to the game. One lucky person will be selected to shoot a basket during a timeout. Entry forms are available at Wendy's in Maryland, Northern Virginia, and D.C. while supplies last. Another reason why it's better at Wendy's.
Yeah, we at Mitsubishi Motors, makers of the best back cars in the world, have discovered several ways to clear a parking lot. One, a bulldozer. Two, my singing. Three, Mitsubishi's year-end clear-out. Needless to say, our year-end clear-out seems to be the most popular, and not just with the head office. Because right now, you can get 0% APR for 60 months on select new 2004 Mitsubishis. That's just 60 monthly payments of $1,667 per thousand financed at 0% APR on the affordable feature-loaded Lancer. Or the superior-handling, rugged, and capable Endeavor SUV. Even the sporty redesigned Gallant. So head to Mitsubishi's year-end clear-out before all the best deals are gone. And if you'd like, I'll even sing you a song.
Corporate says no more singing.